during the worship, and I was lifting up my hands and worshiping God in tongues.
我在唱灵歌的时候，我的小孩子就笑我。
So when I sing in my spirit, my children start to laugh at me.
那时候我非常的喜乐。
But still, I was joyful.
我觉得他们在小时候，我常常放羊祷告，他们并不笑我。现在他们开始笑我。
So when they were younger, when I singing in my spirit, they didn't laugh at me. But now they are older, they start to laugh at me now.
我告诉他们必须要被圣灵充满。
And I told them they have to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是非常重要的。
So it's very important to be filled.
再次欢迎我们每一位弟兄姐妹一起来敬拜。
So once again, we want to welcome all our brothers and sisters that we come together to worship.
我们不管以什么样的形式来敬拜，神都会和我们同在。
So no matter how we worship together, God is always with us.
神的同在首先在于我们的信心。
So it starts with our faith.
这是圣经里面讲的。同在在于他的信心，在于信他的话。
So this is written in the Bible. So how he is be with us is really depends on our faith. It starts with our faith.
所以我们祷告，我们的信心不要因着我们环境的改变而改变。
So we pray that our faith will not change according to our circumstances.
不要因着我们敬拜方式的改变而改变。
And our faith will not change by the way we worship God.
不要因着这个我们教会的形式改变而改变。
So it will not change even though the way we worship is changing.
所以这是我们的信仰所在。
So this is where our faith is based.
那就是耶稣基督，耶稣基督是我们的中心。
So Jesus Christ is the center of our faith.
那今天呢，我们会有圣餐，等一会也我们为母亲节呢，也为母亲们来祝福，大家也有一些机会来分享。
So we are going to have a communion later on today, and we're also going to celebrate Mother's Day.
那神今天放在我里面的一个信息呢，是不要试探神。
So today, God has put a message in my heart is about not to put God into test.
我为什么会讲这个信息呢？一方面我会去等候神问神，另一方面也为周围环境的一些印证。
So why do I have to pick this topic? I felt it has It really, because the things that we've been going through nowadays, and also I wait upon the Lord, and there are signs that are confirming this message.
昨天我出去在 Home Depot 有一些采购，也在街上面看到很多人在公园里面聚集。
So yesterday I went to Home Depot to get some stuff, and there were a lot of people, and also there were a lot of gatherings in the park.
现在这样一个疫情的状况呢，因为 BC 的这个例子呢，不多，而且呢，就是大家就是状况良好。现在好多人放松警惕呢，就有很多的这个聚集，也有很多的这种不太遵守这种什么 social distance 的社交距离。
So because the situation in BC is not as severe, and we don't have a lot of cases, and we want to open up the economy, and people in BC are now a lot of people do not respect the rules of social distancing, and there were a lot of gatherings happening right now.
其实我不是这方面的专家，我也没有从神来有什么特别的领受。
I am not an expert in this area, and I do not have any, I did not receive anything from God in respect to this matter.
但是从我自己的观察和过去 做这个科学的一些直觉来讲的话呢，我觉着现在我们很多人，在开始一个危险，非常这个疫情会开始一个非常危险的一个大忙。
But from my observation and also based on my scientific background, I felt the pandemic is going to, the way that people gather will have a direct impact on this pandemic.
可能很快都有，就有很大的这种爆炸开始在 BC.
So maybe there were a great breakout in BC.That could be.
那我昨天我看到就是在 Home Depot 就是说这些员工呢跟一些顾客讲话的时候，顾客拿着手机给他看手机上他的照片什么，两个人头对着头，那这个员工呢他可能会接触几十个人一天下来。
So yesterday when I was in Home Depot, I see an employee talking to a customer. They were showing each other their cell phones and they were very close to each other. And this employee is going to have other contact with other customers throughout the day.
而且呢都不戴口罩什么的，没有任何的防护措施。
And they didn't have any protective gears on. There was no mask.
而且在店里面的人大部分也不戴口罩，只有极少数的人戴口罩。
And most people in Home Depot, they were not wearing masks. Only a few of them were wearing masks.
在路过的时候看到在公园里面呢，好多年轻人开始骑着自行车，十几个人聚在一起。
And when I was in the park, I see teenage boys, men riding bikes, and there were 10 and 20 of them gathering.
那我讲这些呢，也不是因着这个我是一个专家，也不是因着我惧怕，而是从我这种科学的一个直觉。
So I'm speaking not out of fear and not because I am an expert in anything, but it's just because my scientific background tells me that there may be something is going on.
因为过去我做的工作都是跟微光的世界打交道，就是跟一个看不见的这些东西，分子、原子核来打交道。
Because in my background, I used to do a lot of observation in the micro worlds, for example, the atoms, the atomics. So, yeah, that's what my background was.
那我给大家讲的意思呢，就是说大家我觉得要非常的继续的来注意这件事情，要精慎这件事情。
So I'm just telling you that you should be careful in regard to this. Just put more emphasis on like social distancing and stuff.
因为这种疾病的传播呢，在大概前十天之内，人如果带菌，它也没有什么症状，大部分来讲。
Because for the first 10 days, even if you are a carrier, you will not be able to notice anything.
而且往往这些带菌的人呢，都是比较活跃的人。
And usually those people who carry the viruses are people who are very active.
他们非常活跃，就是对着自己没有问题，喜欢聚集。
So they felt they were okay, and then they like to gather.
他们不是有问题的那一个，别人可能有问题，他们没问题。
So they felt they would not be the one who got the virus. You know, it's probably someone else who gets the virus.
那这就会导致后面疫情的一个很严重的可能爆发。
So, by thinking this way, it can lead to a breakout in the virus.
那这种爆发不在于一个多少或者是怎么聚集，而是说如果一个人带菌跟十个人聚集呢，他九个人就会传染，八九个人就会传染。
So if one person carries the virus, if they gather around, he can pass it to, if 10 gather around, he could pass it to the other 9 people.
好多时候我们讲的是一个 statistics, 好像是一个概率，可能这个是一个可能性。但是在我们做科学的人知道，这是一个必然性。
So even though it may seems like a probability or a statistic to a lot of people, but for scientists, we think it's a fact.
它是必然的。
So it's something that is going to happen, like eventually.
就说那我今天讲这个，你说王斌牧师，你讲这个做什么？今天我们是母亲节，今天要讲属灵的东西。
So you may ask me, oh, Pastor Bing, why are you talking about this? Today is Mother's Day, we should be talking something more spiritual.
是的，这是对的。但是呢，神让我们行在这个世界上的时候呢，耶稣讲到生命，讲到爱呢，都是非常实际的。
So you are right in talking this way, but when Jesus came to this world, he talks about love and also a lot of practical things.
你如果读旧约和新约，读耶稣的讲论的话呢，耶稣做的事情呢，99%的东西是将现在在地上的生活，并很少再将以后在天上的生活。
So if you read the Old Testament and the New Testament, you will find that a lot of time, most of the time that Jesus talked about, 99% of the time Jesus is talking about things that are happening around us, like very practical things. Probably only 1% is about the things to come, like the things in heaven.
所以耶稣讲的是一个生命，这个生命是continue, 是一直活着直到永远。
So Jesus is talking about a life that is eternal, is going to continue like after day after and after.
所以今天我们活在这个世界上，自然的规律和神属灵的规律是分不开的。
So when we live on earth today, the spiritual law for heaven and earth does not change.
那今天在地上有很多的规律，包括疾病传播的规律。这是神造的规律。
So, today there's a lot of laws running in this earth, including the law of how viruses spread. So, these are the law of God.
那就像地形的引力一样，就是说你从房顶上跳下来，你的腿会摔伤。
Same as gravity, if you jump from the roof, you may break your leg.
神不会因着你高兴不高兴，他把地心引力的规律改变。
So God will not change the law of gravity, and whether you like it or not.
那同样在灵里面也是一样，一个自私的人他不会幸福，一个爱别人的人他会很幸福，这也是神的律。
So same as law, other spiritual law. For example, if you are selfish.You won't feel happy, but if you are a person of love, you will feel love and joyful.
那神自然的律和属灵的律其实是一个律。
So the law of nature and also the spiritual law is the same law.
只是人后来堕落以后呢，他们不明白这个看不见属灵的律，好像是可以随便去 manipulate, 随便去可以来操纵它，忽略它。
But after we sin, people think that spiritual law does not apply, and they felt they could manipulate this kind of law.
那人呢对自然的规律呢研究的越来越多，所以这个物理化学呢好多定律发现，把它叫做定律。
So, but we do learn a lot from our natural, the law of naturals. So a lot of the things that happen in the natural are classified as laws.
那对神来讲，这是都是他的律。
But to the eye of God, is all His laws.
那就像耶稣在这个法利赛人质问他的时候，他就反问他们说：“你们懂得去观察天上的颜色？如果今天的云是红色的，你们就说明天要下雨。 那为什么不能分辨今天的正候呢？
So, that's why when Jesus asked the Pharisees, you guys know how to observe the weather. You will see the color of the clouds today and so that you will know whether it will rain or sunshine tomorrow. How come you do not see what is happening around you, right now?
那就是说自然的律也是神造的律，对，它跟灵里面的律是一样的律。
So the law of nature is same as the law of our spiritual law. It's the same. It's a God ordained it all.
不管是属灵的律还是自然的律，我们都不能去忽略它，都要来遵守它。
So whether it's a spiritual law or law of natural, we have to respect it. We have to obey and do it.
那所以呢，就是我们不能把神放在一个试探的位置。
So that means we cannot put God to test.
那今天我讲这个不仅仅是要去提醒大家，现在 COVID-19 大家还是要来非常的谨慎，也是要来借此呢，就是说让我们明白我们对神的规律的一个尊重。
So I'm just reminding you to be careful during the COVID-19. We have to respect the spiritual, the natural law of God.
那就是说，这个撒旦呢，常常会用我们基督徒的身份和权力，让我们滥用它来试探我们。
So because a lot of times the Satan will tempt us because our identity as a Christian.
当然最早发生的试探就是撒旦试探亚当夏娃。
So the earliest test was by Satan who tempted Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
当耶稣来的时候呢，撒旦再次的来试探他。
So when Jesus came, Satan came to tempt him as well.
就是试探他要来偏离神的道路。
So, Satan came to tempt Jesus so that he will, walk astray.
那同样呢，就是撒旦会来试探每一个基督徒，因为圣经上耶稣讲呢，学生不会高过先生，仆人不会大过主人，我经历的你们都要经历。
So in the same way, so Christians will be tempted by the Satan because in the Bible says, the student will not be bigger than the teachers, the servant will not be bigger than the Lord.
撒旦试探我们的目的呢，原因很简单，就是偷窃、毁坏、杀害，他要来偷窃、毁坏、杀害。
So the reason why Satan wants to tempt us, the reasons are simple because he came to destroy, to steal, and to...he came to steal, to destroy.
简单的来讲呢，就是他要把我们给我们惹起一些麻烦，给我们让我们有 trouble.
So simply he wants us to be in trouble.
那重则死亡，轻则痛苦。
So if it is severe, then you may lead to death, or it just may lead to some kind of suffering in your life.
那所以撒旦是一直不断回来试探基督徒，其实在试探所有的人，但是基督徒是他试探最主要的对象。
So Satan is here to tempt everyone, especially the Christians. The Christians are the ones he targeted on.
那我们翻开马太福音第四章，
我
们看第六节、第七节。
So we will turn to Matthew chapter 4, verse 6 to...7.
那这里他怎么样来试探耶稣？怎么样试探耶稣呢？同样会来试探基督徒。
So this is how he came to tempt Jesus in the same way that he is going to come and tempt Christians.
他就对耶稣讲，他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你。”免得你的脚碰在石头上。
So verse 6, he said, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
所以撒旦第一个他试探呢，他说你若是神的儿子啊，就是说他说你是神的儿子的话，你就可以做这些。
So he said, if you are the son of God, then this will happen.
就说，sorry, second. 就说他呢，就是以他的身份来试探他，他的身份是神的儿子。
So he tempted him by his identity, because his identity was son of God.
那就是说，因为你是神的儿子的话，那你跳下去，神必然会丰富他的施泽，用水托着你，你不会受伤的。
So he said, if you are truly the son of God, then if you throw yourself down, you will not hurt.
那撒旦对耶稣的这个试探呢，你觉得挺奇怪，让他从殿顶上面跳下去，第五节讲的，让他从殿的顶上面跳下去，好像也不是让他去偷东西去杀人放火，不是这样的事。
So, Satan did not tempt him to did not ask Jesus to do something evil, not like killing or stealing, but he just simply asked him to jump down from the roof.
就是说他要来试探他的身份，让他做一些事情呢，是来炫耀他的身份，他有一个特别的身份。
So, he tempt him because his identity, because he has a very special identity as son of God. So it's more like asking him to show off his identity.
就是说因为你是神的儿女呢，你就有特别的权利。
So because you are a son of God, then you have special privileges.
就你不需要尊重自然的规律。
So you do not have to respect the natural law.
那这个地方很明显的就是说你不需要遵守地心引力。
So very simple, you can see that he's asking him not to respect the law of gravity.
你可以来表现你自己，你是一个有神所保护的人。
So,you have a special identity. You are someone that God is going to protect.
你是一个有能够行神迹的人。
You are a man of miracles.
你是一个有灵里面自由的人。
You have the spiritual freedom in you.
天使和你同在。
Angels are with you.
但是他就试探他，要去要他这个不尊重神的另外的规律。
So he's tempting him so that he will not respect the other laws of God.
但是呢，耶稣怎么回答呢？他说：“不可试探主你的神。”
But this is what Jesus answered him. He said, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test."
那事实上，这个撒旦在试探耶稣的时候呢，用的圣经呢是原原本本用的圣经。
But indeed, Satan was quoted from is actually from the Bible, like word by word.
这是诗篇九十一篇，我可以放到这里。大家如果有的话，也可以放到这里。
So he quoted from Psalm 91. If you can, you can turn to Psalm 91.
这里面就是讲到这个住在至高者荫密处的呢，神会这样保护他。十一节讲到呢，他要为你丰富他的施者，在你行的一切道路上保护你。他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
So it talks about a person who dwells in the shelter of the Most High. So on verse 11, it says he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
那是你仔细的看的时候呢，撒旦用的话呢是基本上是原原本本按照圣经里面的话来引用的。
So if you look closely, you will find that Satan was quoting the Bible word by word.
他知道耶稣非常的尊重神的话。
He knows that Jesus respects every word from the Bible.
因为前一句话里面耶稣就说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里说出的一切话。
Because in Matthew verse 4, it says, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. He knows that Jesus put a great emphasis on God's word. So he tempted him by using God's words.
他也以他生儿子的身份来试探。
And he also tempted him by his identity as son of God.
那今天撒旦试探我们呢, 也会以同样的方法来试探我们。
So in the same way, Satan is also going to tempt us in the same way.
他也会拿圣经上的话来试探你和我。
And he is also going to tempt you by using the words from the Bible.
你为什么? 因为他知道你看重神的话。
Why is that? Because he knows that you put a great emphasis on God's word.
所以他就会拿一些话来试探。So
he will use those same words from the Bible to tempt you.
啊, 他让你去违反另一些话。So
using these words so that you will go against other words from the Bible.
那这个地方他对耶稣的试探呢，就是让他以属灵儿子的身份呢来试探他，让他来违反神的自然规律。So
he's using his identity as a son of God, his identity to tempt him, so that he will use this identity to go against other natures.
那今天有很多的自然规律在我们的生活当中。
Today, the same way, we have a lot of laws, natural laws going on in our lives.
那如果天气热,我们就要穿什么样的衣服, 对吧? 如果是怎么样的健康饮食,我们身体就健康。
For example, if the weather is hot, then we will wear other kind of clothing. If we eat in a certain way, we will have a healthier bodies.
那我们要锻炼身体，身体就健壮。
So if we will exercise our body, we will have a stronger bodies.
那人呢，要去学习，要去积累知识，就会成为一个有知识的人。
So if you learn, if you study, you will become a man of knowledge.
那这都是自然的规律。
So this is a natural law.
但是撒旦会用我们神儿女的身份呢，好多时候去试探我们，让我们违背这些自然的规律。So,
but Satan will use our identity as children of God, so that we will go against this other natural laws.
如果你是神的儿女呢，你就不用怕这个 COVID-19。
So that he might say, okay, if you are children of God, then you shall not be afraid of COVID-19.
其实不用怕是对的, 但是你要知道它传播的规律。
It is right to say that you do not have to be fear of COVID-19, but you have to know how a virus is spread in a natural way.
就像我们开车一样，我们必须要换lane的时候呢，要做这个。 要show the check, 对不对? 这不是因着惧怕，而是因着开车就要有这样的规律。
So same way as when we're driving on the road, if we want to change lanes, we should do a shoulder check, not because we are afraid, but because this is the law of how you drive, you should drive on the road.
那我们不能说，为什么要show the check? 你为什么要惧怕？我们不能这样。 讲话,
but we could not say that, oh, why do you have to afraid? Why do you have to do a shoulder check?
是为了我们安全的驾驶, 为了自己的安全和他人的安全。
So we do shoulder check because it's for our own and for others people's safety.
所以当我们真正的去学习去驾车的时候, 我们必须要来学习尊重这些规律。
So when we learn how to drive, we have to respect these rules.
所以我们在开车的时候并不惧怕，我们但是要必须要做shoulder check.
So we will not be afraid when we drive, but we should always do our shoulder checks.
啊，所以在今天就是我们作为神的儿女， 在这个家庭里面或跟人相处的时候，在工作上面都有它自然的一些规律。
So the same way when we are interact with our other people, we should have the same laws.
那其实这些自然的规律呢，好多也写在圣经里面。
So a lot of these natural laws are also written in the Bible.
那比如说圣经里面讲呢，这个温柔的人就要得土地啊，啊，人的这个口呢，啊，这个是叫什么？温柔的话就是良药，嗯。
So, for example, the Bible says, blessed are the meek so that they will inherit the earth. And also it says, your mouth, the words come out, your mouth will be a blessing.
其实世世代代很多国家的人，有一点点生活经历的人都知道这是对的。
So, if you have a lot of people in different nations, if you have experienced something before, you will know whatever written in the Bible is correct.
所以这也是自然的律，也是神的律。
So it's a law of the natural, it's the law of God.
但是撒旦试探我们的时候呢，很多时候就会拿这些东西让我们去违背它。
But when Satan come to tempt us, he will use all these words so that we will go against the natural of the law, the law of the natural.
圣经里面讲，你要顺服你的丈夫，你要敬重你的太太。
So in the Bible it says you should submit to your husbands, and husbands you should love your wives.
但是呢，我们撒旦回来试探我们，你们两个人已经是一体的，已经是很近的，是透明的，你可以随便讲话。
But Satan might say, okay, because two became one, you should be as transparent as possible. There's nothing you couldn't say to each other.
你说伤话，说伤害的话没有问题，反正神会医治的。
So it is okay to say hurtful things to your spouse because God is going to heal.
这是撒旦说的，就是 it is okay. 撒旦会告诉你 it's okay.
So Satan will tell you, oh, it is okay.
你们两个人本来就是一体的，所以你讲见这种一针见血、痛快的话，伤害一下，对他一种贬低、嫌弃、要求是没有问题的。
So he might say, okay, because two of you are one body, so it is okay to say like hurtful things to others, to despise each other.
但是不要试探神，这些都是有后果的。
But do not put your God to test, because there will be consequences.
因为撒旦来就是要偷窃、毁坏、杀害。
Because Satan came to steal, to destroy.
那同样在饮食，在这个对待我们的家人、朋友，都是撒旦会来试探我们。
The same way, our daily life, whether it's eating or drinking, or how we treat other people, our relationship, all these things, the Satan is going to come and tempt you.
对于一个上学的学生来讲呢，就说，哎呀，你是神的儿女，你不学习，神将来也会给你一个好的工作。
So to a younger generation, to the children, they may say, okay.Because you are children of God, even if you do not study today, God is going to give you a future tomorrow.
不要把神放在一个试探的位置。
But please do not put God to the test.
那圣经里面今天撒旦试探神用了这个神的话呢，就是说，你这里跳下去呢。神会用他的使差派他的使者托住你，让他的脚不要碰在石头上。这句话就说是出自于圣经。
So, when Satan was tempting Jesus, he said, "Oh, if you are son of God, then jump down from this place, and the angel will lift you up with their hands." It is actually written in the Bible.
显然这句话应该是适用的，对吧？这句话应该是写在圣经里面，就是实用的。
So if the these words are in the Bible, then it should be practical, should be something we could use, right?
是的，没错。因为我们为什么信神呢？我们就是软弱，需要他的保护。因为无知，所以需要他的智慧，需要他的保护。
Yes, you are right, because we are weak and he's strong. That's why we need his protection. Because we are foolish. That's why we need his wisdom.
但是这些经文呢，有一个前提。
But there is a premises for this verse.
就是有个 context. 它一个上下文，就是说这个是讲给谁听的？是住在至高者荫密处的。
So there's a context to this verse because this verse is for those who dwells in the protection of the Most High, in the shelter of the Most High.
就说这些人是住在至高者的荫密处，就是愿意住在他全能的，在他的荫庇之下，谦卑的匍匐在他的权柄之下。
So these are for the people who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, and those who rest are willing to rest in the shadow of the Almighty.
这样的人呢，在他无知的时候，真的从房顶上掉下去，真的在他呼求的时候，就会拖住他的脚。
So these people, if they are in their innocence, really fall out from the roof. So for surely God is going to protect them.
或者他有了疾病，但是他不知道的情况下，或者他没有办法的情况下，那神，他求神，神也会医治他。
So, or maybe they are sick, because they are sick and there's nothing they could do, or they do not know that they are sick. If they call out to God, and God is going to heal them.
那所以呢，就是我们要来从心底里面，我们谦卑在神面前，真正的来依靠他。
So in our heart, we really have to humble ourselves to put our trust totally in the hand of our God.
就是说包括不管是神的哪句话，是自然的规律还是属灵的规律，我们都要来尊重它。
So we have to respect whether it's a law of the natural or the law of the spiritual, we have to respect the law.
今天包括政府这样用一个社交距离的，这个是有原因的，因为专家认为这个是最重要的一个防护的方法。
So same as what the government was talking about the social distancing, because the experts know this could save lives, and that's why we have to respect this.
你有信心不代表别人有信心。
So if you have faith, doesn't mean other people have the faith too.
你的身体有抵抗力，不代表你周围的人的身体有抵抗力。
So if you have the antibodies in your body, doesn't mean other people will have the same.
你可能经手，你平时的防护高得很好，洗手这个家里不跟闲杂人去接触，这不代表你接触的人也会这样去做。
So if you really respect the social distancing laws and you wash your hands frequently and you do not gather with other people, doesn't mean the other people will do the same.
所以我们来尊重这些专家研究出来的规律是非常非常重要。
So that's why it's very important to respect what the experts are trying to tell us.
那这不代表我们不应该勇敢地去做事情。
This does not mean that we cannot do other things boldly.
那我们还是要继续的来传福音，继续的来爱别人。
Still, we have to tell people about the gospel and continue to love one another.
我再次的讲，做这些事情不是因着惧怕，而是因着爱，因着我们的执事，要去来爱自己，爱别人。
Once again, I want to say, because we are doing this not out of fear, but out of love, because we need to love others.
就像开车做 shoulder check, 不是因着惧怕，而是因着爱自己爱别人。
Same as when we're driving on the road, if we do our shoulder check, doesn't mean we are afraid or we have fear, but we have love, we have to respect the traffic laws for our protection, for others people's protection.
今天我们在服侍别人的时候，或者我们需要去工作的时候，因为渐渐的一些企业一些开始需要去工作了。
So today, if we are going to serve others or if we are going back to work,
那我们非常非常的有必要来保护自己，也保护他人。
So it's very important for you to protect yourself and also protect others.
那我就放开玩笑的说一句话。
So I will say this in a non-serious way.
那我们看到信心很大，我们也不怕死亡，我们就去了天堂。
So maybe you are not afraid, and we are not afraid of death, and we are going to heaven.
而且我们确定我们可以去天堂。
And we are for sure that we are going to heaven.
很可惜的是，周围你的那个亲友呢，他去天堂可能有点过早。
But unfortunately, maybe the one next your relatives maybe too early for them to go to the heaven.Yes.
但是神会不会采用一种特别的方式说就来屏蔽他或者怎么样呢那我相信神会的，但是有时候神也不会。就像这个地方，耶稣如果从殿顶上跳下去，神不会才派天使来保护他，因为他不是听神的话，他是要炫耀自己。
So I don't know whether God is going to stop your relatives from going to heaven or not, but I knowIn this case, when Jesus was tempted by the Satan, if he actually jumped down from the rooftop, he will die because he was there to proclaim his own fame and his own identity.
So, 我们今天呢，就说我们最主要的是来艰辛的来真正的来依靠他。
So, today we want to emphasize on we should continue to put our faith in God. To put our trust in God.
来读一段圣经，我就结束今天的讲道。完了以后，我们借着圣餐也彼此来分享。
So I gonna finish off by reading a verse from the Bible, and after that we will have a communion.
翻开以赛亚书26:1-3.
So we'll turn to Isaiah 26:1-4.
这里呢，先知远远的看见后来要发生的事情，在犹大地仍必唱这样的歌说。
So the prophet Isaiah sees this in a distant past. So it says, in that day the song will be sang in the land of Judah.
他说我们有坚固的城，耶和华要将救恩定为城墙为外国。
It says, we have a strong city. God makes salvation its walls and ramparts.
敞开城门是守信的义民得以进入。
Open the gates that the righteous nation may enter, the nation that keeps faith.
艰辛依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
You will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you.
你们当依靠耶和华直到永远。
Trust in the Lord forever.
因为耶和华是永久的磐石。
For the Lord is the rock eternal.
这里讲到就是救恩是我们的城墙，在保护着我们。
So it says, our salvation is like the walls of the strong city.
这个救恩的城门是让谁进来的呢？是那些守信的义民，就是那些有信心的人来进入。
So it's for the gates are for those who trust in Him.
有信心，
those who have faith and those who are righteous.
所以我们要艰辛的依靠他，他就保守我们十分的平安。
So we put our trust in him, he will keep us safe.
至于我刚才讲的那些，就是说是不是疫情会爆发呢？这个是个小事情。我讲的对和错不是最重要的。
So, earlier I said about the breakout. So whether it will come to pass or not is not important.
那如果我讲的错了呢，就是是一个就算是个假先知也行。
If my predictions are wrong, then maybe I am a false prophet. It's okay.
那我会很高兴接受这个假先知的称号。
I will be happy to receive the name of a false prophet.
为什么呢？因为好多的人都不会进入这样一个疫情，好多人都不会染上病，不会死亡，那太好了。我宁可做一个假先知。
Because a lot of people will not get sick, get this virus, then it's good. I'm hoping that this will not happen.
如果我讲的对的话，是一个真先知的话呢，我会很悲伤。
If what I predict is correct, then I can say I am a true prophet, but I will be very sad.
那因为什么会悲伤呢？因为好多的人会受痛苦而进入死亡。
Why am I sad? Because that means a lot of people are going to get sick, are going to die.
同时，如果是一个真先知，我也会得到一些安慰。为什么呢？
If I am a true prophet, then I will get my own comfort.
我知道有一些人会听了我讲的，会仔细去思考。
Because I know people who listen to me will respond.
他会得以幸免。
So that they will not be led into the temptation.
所以呢，就是说我讲的这个关于 COVID-19 的呢，就是让大家要警醒。
So when I talk about the COVID-19, I just want to warn you guys.
事实上，后来中国后面的几个大的国家，这个疫情爆发是因为他们藐视这一个规律。
So those nations that have a great breakouts after China was because those nations did not respect the natural law.
有人认为就是说不要紧，所以他的国家的带领的人边境也没关系，完了以后我们没有必要戴口罩，你戴你就戴，我也不需要戴。
So they thought it was okay, and then they did not close their borders. They do not require people to wear their own masks. So some people may want to wear masks, and other people may not wear masks.
现在美国的白宫里面已经有好几位确诊，所以这个染上病。
So even people who are working in the White House, a lot of members are having the COVID-19 as well.
对，有些国家就说我们对这个问题很重要，我们的自由更加重要。
So some nations may say that okay, this virus is serious, but our freedom is we need to value our freedoms.
所以我们该亲嘴的时候亲嘴，该拥抱的时候还是拥抱。
So we still, if we want to kiss, we can kiss. We want to hug other people, we can still hug other people.
所以就有好多的事情在发生。
So that's why a lot of consequences come after this.
那我觉得我不是在弄断别人，也不是在控告别人，但是呢，把神放在一个试探的位置呢，是有后果的。
So I am not judging other nations or other people, but I'm just telling you that if we do not respect the law of God, there will be consequences. If we put God to test, then there will be consequences.
那我们再次回到神的话语，我们是凭着信心在爱心在行事，不是因着惧怕，因为坚信依靠我们的主，有十分的平安。
So once again, I want to emphasize, we do things not out of fear, but out of love.
所以我们一起来这个我们一起来祷告来这个让大家有些分享的时间，特别母亲们有些分享的时间，也大家来装备这个圣餐。
So I will pray, and later on we can share, especially the mothers can share on this Mother's Day.And we will also have our communions later on.
好，我们先做一个祷告。
So we'll pray.
我们天上的父亲，我们谢谢你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you.
你创造这些规律。
You are the creator of these laws.
不管是自然界的规律和人生命的规律。
Whether it's a law of the natural or the law of a human life, spiritual life.
地上的规律还是天上的规律。
Whether it's a law of law of the earth or the law of heaven.
你都是为了人的好处。
So you create the laws for the good of us.
圣经讲，你说神就是爱。
So the Bible says, God is love.
啊，在你那边毫无黑暗。
So in you there is no darkness.
这一切你都是为了让你的儿女啊学习去爱。
So you create all these things so that your children can love.
而且真正的受你的保护。
So that they will have the protection from you.
走一条生命与祝福的道路。
So that they have a life for the blessing for others.
主啊，是的，我们感谢你再次的来给赐恩给我们的弟兄姐妹家人们。
So once again, we ask you for your blessing for our brothers and sisters and their families.
让我们不去试探你。
So that we will not put our God into test.
让我们喜乐的心在你的话语当中。
So we'll walk in your ways with joy.
在同时我们尊重这些自然的规律，保护自己，保护别人。
And we will also respect this natural laws to protect ourselves and protect others.
同时我们继续的来宣讲你的福音，做我们该做的事情。
And we'll continue to proclaim your name and to do things that you want us to do.
坚信依赖你的，你必保守他十分平安，因为他依靠你。
So those who trust in you, you will keep us in perfect peace.
对，我们就是那一群坚信依靠你的。
So we are the people who trust in you.
你必保护，你必看顾。
So you will keep us in peace. You will keep us safe.
你的圣灵再次充满我们，继续带领我们。
So your Holy Spirit can fill us again and continue to lead us.
你继续的差派你的天使保守我们。
To continue to send your angels to guide us.
让我们的脚不会碰在石头上。
So that our feet will not stumble on the rocks.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.